beginning of something cool. Sydney's newest radio station, the new Soir FM 99.9. We did it. The full-time license was issued to Soir FM 99.9. We'd like to thank all of our supporters and presenters who have stuck with us through thick and thin. Thank you. It's you who really made this happen.
Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown me because you look so fine and I really want to make you mine. Wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need a money with a face like that, do you? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her get back stare. Well, I can say you hung with me, but you were with another man. Yeah, I know we ain't got much to say before I let you get away. Yeah. I said, are you gonna be my girl?
This is the new Swire FM on 99.9 FM. We'll be crossing over to the main stage, the official opening of Sydney's newest radio station, just after this.
The Munchies. Not just a craving, but a necessity to survive. Join Amanda, Kristen, AJ and Shelby 4 to 6 on Monday afternoons on Swire FM 99.9. I'm sure they'll whet your appetite.
Try your best. Try everything you can.
Do people who've been drinking step off the curb without thinking? Do they wander mindlessly onto the road, hailing cabs? Do they trip over median strips, sprawling into the middle of the road? Please, think. Because people who've been drinking don't. If you're driving near pubs and clubs, slow down. How fast are you going now? A message from the RTA.
The beginning.
Obscure alternatives.
Come from the...
On Thursdays, 12 till 2, on Swire FM, 99.9.
Kids, how many times a day do you get nagged about doing your homework or cleaning your room? You want to escape from that? Well, every Wednesday from 4 p.m. you can do that with the Kids Hour. Tune in for great kids music and giveaways. The Kids Hour from 4 p.m. this Wednesday on the new Swire FM 99.9.
Must be under 12 to call.
Hello, I'm Jack Thompson.
Hang on, that's the wrong Jack Thompson. Here's 71-year-old Jack Thompson. For Active Australia.
I've come out of competition hockey. I said that I'd give it away at 65. I said I'd give it away at 68. I said I'd give it away at 70, 71, and I'm still going, and I think I might go to a little bit longer.
Get Active Australia. Contact your local sporting club or fitness centre. Participate and feel great.
This is the new Swire FM 99.9.
To Swire FM's official opening. A lot of time and effort has gone into putting not only today together, but in obtaining our full-time licence. And yes, Swire got the licence. I had to say it for Matt. We're all volunteers here at Swire FM. We are all part of the community, and we do our best to give the community back something, because that's what we want to do, basically. Today we've been joined by the Blacktown Mayor, Alan Pendleton, the Holroyd Deputy Mayor, Councillor Ken Morrissey, Mrs. Beryl Luck from the Showground Trust, Carlo Fornasari, sorry, Carlo, who's the chairman of Swire FM, Paul Matthews, who is the founding member of Swire FM, and Mr. Brendan Leggett, who is a broadcaster, that you'll all be hearing speeches from them. And also later on we have a band, local band, Urban Theory, that will be playing live for you. So just get you all to put your hands together. And Brendan, I'll ask if you can come up on stage.
Windy day. Well, thank you for being here this morning. It's a fantastic opportunity. It's a wonderful honour to be here on the stage. To the Mayor, Blacktown Mayor of City Council, Mr. Alan Pendleton, Deputy Mayor of Holroyd City Council, Ken Morrissey, Swire FM founder, Mr. Paul Matthews, Swire FM President, Carlos Fornasari, fellow broadcasters, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of all broadcasters, welcome to the full launch of Swire FM 99.9 as Blacktown, Fairfield and Holroyd's own community radio station. For me, the beginning in community radio has been a wonderful and worthwhile experience. If you ever told me that I would become involved in broadcasting, I would have said, you're dreaming. I would never have imagined to be in the position I am now, talking before all of you. My opportunity to become involved in Swire FM occurred early one morning in December last year at 2 a.m. in the morning, when a good friend and colleague of mine in the studio, Mr. Dave Evans, said to me, "Do you want to broadcast your own program on radio?" Immediately after being surprised and shocked and accepting his invitation, I wonder what to expect from community radio and how on earth I'd ever run a program. Thanks to the helpful team at Swire FM, I was able to develop and create my own program known as Western Sydney's People of Interest. It has become very successful and has focused on highlighting the positive achievements of community groups and individuals in Western Sydney and across Blacktown, Fairfield and Holroyd. Reflecting back to my first broadcast, I would never have imagined that 48 guests through two series would be interviewed throughout these studios. The support given from the community and abroad has been outstanding, coming from groups such as the Blacktown Community Theatre, the Australian Air League Blacktown, who will later perform this afternoon for you, and Dr. Hanny Bitter, President of the Western Sydney Division of General Practice. I would particularly like to thank Dr. Hanny Bitter for his support, which following his last visit to Swire FM, he sent me a letter expressing his enjoyment in being interviewed on community radio. I would particularly like to share a piece of his message of that letter with you. "Dear Brendan, this is just to let you know that I had a most enjoyable time with you at Swire FM. You are a credit to young Australians and to the youth of Western Sydney. I hope I can take the experience of meeting with you to my friends and to my colleagues. We do owe a special word of thanks to the supporters who lobbied for the position the station is in now. Many were listeners. Others were prominent people, including councillors and politicians from both sides from all sides of politics. A special thanks must also go to Professor David Flint, Chairman of the Australian Broadcasting Authority, who came all the way out to Blacktown to view our situation. He was impressed by our technology and amused with the hole in the floor in the studio. But most of all, he was impressed with the representation by Mr. Matt Reed, who particularly kept pushing for the licence in finding out what was currently happening with that. Finally, as a team, we have many prosperous and rewarding years ahead. I look forward to the future for Swire FM and the continued association with the community throughout Blacktown, Fairfield and Holroyd. Enjoy the rest of the evening's events, and let's get into it and let's let it all happen and go off with a blast."
Thank you, Brendan. Can I just now ask the founding, or the only founding member we have with here at Swire FM, to come forward, Mr. Paul Matthews.
Oh, I'll use this one because it's a little bit less wind in it. Right. Well, it's been said this morning already that Swire FM was a bit of a joke when it was first started up. It was just a couple of guys getting together and doing a a test broadcast from a little room in the back of Blacktown, out of Mount Druitt, Poppendetta Road. And we really just wanted to prove that it could be done. And unfortunately for us, it became a bit of a baby that we didn't want. Unfortunately for us, everyone suddenly decided that they did want community radio in Blacktown, and it sort of grew from there very rapidly. We've had our ups, we've had our downs. I've been involved many years. It's certainly occupied a large amount of my life. I guess the reason Swire FM was born was it was born to try and create a community radio station which is, it was as easy as possible to access. I mean, people go on about accessing the decision-making process and this sort of thing, but what we wanted was a community station where it was easy to go through the door, sit down in front of the microphone and do your own show. That's what Swire FM has always tried to be about. As it's become more popular, it's become more difficult for the programming committees, etc., to actually slot program times in. But we still pride ourselves, I think, on getting as many people, as many different things on the air as we possibly can. The aims of the organisation have stayed pretty much the same since the first test. It's amazing how it has stayed the same. So many people have come and gone, but the organisation has remained original to its aims. Community radio is unique to Australia. There are over 300 community stations in Australia now and counting still. Certainly Swire FM will be the last community licence ever to be issued in Sydney on the FM band, so we should be proud of that, I think, as Blacktown. I myself was initially involved with Swire FM for the technical challenge. I've been the technical officer for Swire FM since its inception. I think I was only ever... Me and Ken and Knight, we were only ever competing against ourselves. We just wanted to prove that you really could do this on a budget which was non-existent. I think the first test was done with something like $200. And even today, it's amazing what is done with the money that we do have. I'm going to be quick because the weather's pretty lousy, as you can see. I have a saying. The reason for me being involved with Swire FM has changed over the years. Now, a boss I once had, Baz Luhrmann, in a song that he released under the name of Sunscreen Song, says, "The more you get old, the more you need the people you knew when you were young." And I reckon that's just so true for community radio and for Swire FM. I found so much the people that I meet in this organisation. It's more than just a community radio that people listen to. The community itself is the radio station. We've got 90-odd members, I think I heard said recently. And it is like a little microcosm of our community. It's just such a great place to meet so many different people of incredibly different backgrounds. And it's those people who are important to me, and those people are the reason why I am still involved with Swire FM, especially young people as well, to see them get on and do stuff and just say, well, we're not going to put up with this. We're going to get this organisation licensed and we're going to get it moving forward, and they've done it. Okay. 95% of community radio members want to broadcast. Usually only 5% of them actually want to run the station. I think Swire FM is unique in that respect because everyone assists the station. Like, we all pay our airtime fees and that all helps move the station along. Even if someone wants to just come and spend an hour broadcasting then go away every week, if that's all they want to do, they can still do that on Swire FM. Alternatively, if they want to be involved at the highest level, president, treasurer, all this sort of thing, then they can do that as well. It's unique to Swire FM. Who pays? Community radio can pay for itself, and Swire FM is the proof of that. It was once said by a well-known CBA president that the sector's biggest problem is a lack of money. Well, when I read that in their newsletter, I said, what a load of rubbish. And I wrote a letter back to them and said, that is rubbish. Swire FM has got enough money to run itself. We need money to help set things up, but we have enough money in this organisation to run itself without having to worry about, you know, getting lots of sponsorship and having huge grants to keep the place running. In fact, so much so that we even donated $1,600 to the Children's Hospital back in 2000, simply because we felt that it was time to start giving something back to the community. We haven't done that since because we've been off the air for a while, because that's cut our income, but I'm sure once now that we've got the full-time licence and the station will be on air all the time, I'm sure the organisation will get plenty of opportunities to give something back to the community that serves it, and I'm looking forward to those days. The secret is, as I said, everyone must equally contribute to the task of making this station financially viable, and not just leave it to the sponsorship committee or whatever the case may be. My final issue, who listens to community radio? Listeners, friends, relatives and acquaintances, not just listeners, not just people who want to tune in. The people who listen to community radio are the friends and relations of the people who broadcast. You know, I've got a show. All the people in my family and, you know, someone who gets a show for a school, you know, the whole school will listen because they're doing a show. That is the audience of community radio. It is a huge audience because what happens is every couple of hours the audience changes. It's like television. You tune into a certain program and then you tune out because the next program you might not want to watch. But the audience individually at a time, you might only get 1,000 people tuned in at any one time. But overall, that 1,000 people changes about 6 or 7 times a day. So you get 10, 20,000 people tuned in every day. Or that could work out to be about 200,000 people of the particular community it's serving over a full week's broadcasting time. And that's what's really encouraging and beautiful about community radio. That's it for me. As I said, 10 years, actually 11 years, 12 years. Tonight we're going to have a special broadcast on the air from 7 till midnight, and we're going to present to the community the history of this radio station. So I encourage you all to tune into that from 7 till midnight. It'll be a fun time to listen to what happened from the very beginning right up until the present day. And it's been a roller coaster ride up and down, but we've all had a great time doing it, and I'm sure in the future, with a permanent license, Swire FM will continue to have a wonderful contribution to the community. And thanks a lot.
What's the youngest member that we've had? Oh, the youngest broadcaster. Thank you, Paul, for that. And Carlo Fornasari, the chairman for the Swire FM board.
Hi, guys. How are you? First thing, I hate speeches. They're horrible. All these people are looking at you, and what are you supposed to say? Well, first off, I want to give out some thank yous. Firstly, to Alan Pendleton. I think I screwed that one up. The mayor for Blacktown, Ken Morrissey, deputy mayor for Holroyd. Also, Sasi and Joanne, who have put so much work into all the food and drinks that will be available here tonight or today. By the way, all the drinks will be actually in the studio, since it's too windy. Moving along, very big thank you to Matt Reed. Without Matt, this station would not be where it is today. He's put in so much work, hour after hour, day after day, for the last 2 or so years, and he's put in more effort than I've ever seen out of anyone else before. And the guy's only 16, as he's turned 17 soon. Matt, put up your hand. Where are you? He's gone. There he is, just up the back. Of course, he does take his toll on the station. He does like to damage equipment on a regular basis. Awesome. Okay. Also, to the rest of the board, Paul Chooktree, Jules Adams, Richard Painter, Rangus Charles and Mick Whitten. Without them, the station would not be able to survive. And also, a big thank you to Paul Matthews. His technical assistance over the last 12 years has made it possible for the station to actually broadcast pretty much all over Sydney. One thing we could not have done without is actually all the members and all the broadcasters. These are the people who have dedicated their time to organise the programs and present those programs for all of you to listen to. About 5.5 years ago, I found out about a small community radio station. It was called Swire FM. I thought I would like to be a part of it and maybe even one day present a program of my own. That was a Monday night at about 7-ish. I went in and I paid my membership fees. Within an hour, they'd actually already allocated a slot. Within 26 hours of becoming a member, I was actually on air doing my own show. That's what community radio is about. Very easy access. It's no use having people who've only been trained and brought in from other areas. Community radio is about all easy access, the community presenting to the community. I was just like a person off the street with no real formal training. I had a 10-minute lesson on how to use a panel and how to present a program. And within 26 hours of being a member, I was on air doing my own show. True Easy Access has made SWAR what it is today. No other radio station really has true access. Most of the time you have to work your way up, and maybe one day you'll get your own show, but not with SWAR. And that's what I love about this station. I'm going to leave it there. I don't really want for speeches, so that's it for me. Thank you very much again for coming.
For someone who hates speeches, I think you did rather well, Carlo. Okay, can we have... we're fortunate to have Mr... I can't read my writing. Mr Ken Morrissey, who's the Deputy Mayor Councillor for Holroyd. Give a round of applause for him.
Thank you very much, and it's a great pleasure to be here. To Alan Pendleton, my colleague in local government, Mayor of the City of Blacktown, to Frank Mossfield, the Federal Member for Greenway, Beryl Luck, the Secretary of the Blacktown Agricultural Society, and to the directors, to Carlo and Paul and members of this station. May I say congratulations. I think what I've heard this morning has enthused me as far as the community is concerned, and the facility that this radio station, SWAR FM, is going to provide for the Western Sydney community, Blacktown, Fairfield and Holroyd. And I think we're very, very grateful to have such enthusiasm from so many young people that have come along and spoken to us this morning, and the others that I have met will ensure, I'm sure, the success of this radio station. I mean, the local community does need its own voice. It does need to have broadcast its events that are coming up to involve the whole community. We have a very, very large multicultural community, as you would well know, in this Western Sydney. We're right in the middle of the, I suppose, the metropolitan area of Sydney. And I think those of us that live in Blacktown, Holroyd and Fairfield, we think, anyhow, that we live in the best place in Sydney. We're best place to get to anywhere. And I think that's wonderful. And I think that the opportunities that this station will give young people that do have an ear for putting a program together and for having their views aired on air will be a great experience for them, and could, I guess, help them in careers that they might like to follow later on. So I just want to congratulate the members this morning. As you heard, they're all volunteers, and they do a wonderful job, and I hope that I can and encourage others to listen to your programs from time to time. And I do hope that we will see you from time to time at our various festivals and events that all councils have in the area. It can be a mutual thing where we can all get a benefit out of it, and I really would like to I hope that you go well, and you know, congratulations and all the very best for the future. Thank you.
I have to say that I wonder if we might be able to get a sponsor somewhere that can help us get some paving so we don't have all this dust next time we have a function like this. All right, we'll just now have the Blacktown Mayor, Mr. Alan Pendleton.
Well, good morning. As the mayor of what I keep saying is the greatest city in New South Wales, it's a very great pleasure to be here this morning. But I'd first like to acknowledge Frank Mossfield, the Federal Member for Greenway, my councillor colleague Ken Morrissey, the Deputy Mayor of Holroyd, Beryl Luck, the Secretary of the Blacktown and District Agricultural Society, Carlo Fornasari, I hope I got the name right, Paul Matthews, the only surviving founding member, we were told this morning, the volunteers of SWAR FM, ladies and gentlemen. Today is probably the culmination of a long and torturous path that community radio has had to obtain a licence in Western Sydney. Blacktown, back in 1992, decided to see if they could encourage and have developed a community radio licence. This is when councils learned of SWAR FM which at that stage had already been waiting 5 years for such a licence. Blacktown saw this group's enthusiasm and commitment and threw our support behind them. Little did we know, it'll be another 11 years before finally the goal was achieved. So today marks an important milestone for the people of Blacktown City and the whole of Western Sydney, particularly Holroyd and Fairfield. Blacktown City is a home to one in every 70 Australians. But Western Sydney is home to one in every 10 Australians. So this community licence has the potential for a very vast listening audience. The community radio broadcasting licence will assist Swar FM in meeting the needs of our rapidly growing and diverse community and provide important community access for the distribution of information amongst our growing population. The Australian Broadcasting Association has allocated this licence after community consultation during the licence area planning process and during the allocation process. SWAR has demonstrated a clear commitment to meet the many and varied needs of the community within Blacktown licence area, and it's also committed to keeping abreast of the changing needs. I congratulate all involved in the development of SWAR FM, the volunteers who have proudly carried forward the banner to success. I also applaud the past volunteers who never gave up the fight to obtain the licence. So in conclusion, I just say well done to everyone, and I wish them every success in the future. Thank you.
Well, I have to say thank you for everyone for coming today, particularly our special guests. We're going to have an official, or the official ribbon cutting of the studio, once I find some scissors. And, oh, you've got them already. Excellent. So I'll just ask if the Holroyd Deputy Mayor Councillor Ken Morrissey and the Blacktown Mayor Mr Alan Pendleton to make their way over to the front door of Swar FM. And Mrs Beryl Luck. And shortly after that, the official party will be going into the studio, and I'll just ask if you can all remain out here and help yourself to a sausage sandwich. Thank you.
Hey, pop down to Blacktown Showground for the opening of Sydney's newest radio station, Swar FM 99.9. Free Barbie and Urban Theory playing live. You wouldn't want to miss out, would you? I feel you near me.
Hey guys, pop down to Blacktown Showground, Richmond Road, Blacktown, because we have the best festivities that is going on at the moment. The microphones, oh, the headphones are not even working for Jules. Jules, how was it out there? A bit windy?
It was very windy and very dusty, but otherwise it went well.
It did go well. Half an hour, good timing.
Was good timing, wasn't it? The band Urban Theory are currently setting up their stuff out there in the windy conditions.
It's very dusty, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit dusty.
No, guys, don't let that stop you coming down here. Free barbecue, Urban Theory playing live, Mr. Michael Darby, and, of course, the Australian Air League band playing on later on. And we'll pop in here, have a look around, check out the studios, and meet the Soir crew.
Yes, and there's a few of us here. In fact, you know who's even here now?
Who? Slash.
Slash.
He's finally here.
Yes.
After all that.
Yes.
What's going on? This is Noiseworks Touched here on the new Soir FM 99.9.
Pop on down to Blacktown Showground, Richmond Road, Blacktown, for the opening for Sydney's newest radio station. There's a free barbie and great live entertainment. Soir FM 99.9.
Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we climb. I drive on the streets 'cause she's my companion. I walk through who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses the wind. And I never worry, now that is a lie. And I don't ever wanna feel like I did that day. But take me to the place I love. Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's hard to believe that there's nobody out there. It's hard to believe that I'm all alone. At least I have her love, the city she loves me. Lonely as I am, together we cry. I don't ever wanna feel like I did that day. Or take me to the place I love. Take me all the way. I don't ever wanna. Take me to the place I love.
The West's best music. The new Soir FM 99.9.
Songs of yesterday, and I've made up my mind.
This is the New Swire FM 99.9. Now, guys, I've got two people who have actually just been dragged from the main part of the events and brought them in here. We have Shane and Lauren. G'day, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
How are you?
I'm great.
That's great.
Bit windy out there today, eh?
Very.
Now, have you guys had a snag yet?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of them?
They're good with tomato sauce, but not so good with barbecue.
Not with the barbecue sauce?
I had barbecue. I actually liked barbecue.
Oh, really? Yeah. But I'm not a barbecue fan.
Oh, well. Oh, fair enough. Now, go see Adam and Mel at the barbecue right now. To get those free snags, pop down to Blacktown Showground, Richmond Road, Blacktown, for the best snags in Western Sydney. And, of course, Urban Theory are going to be playing later on. Great band. Have you guys seen them yet? They've been around here. Look, there's one of the girls out there now looking at the photos.
Oh, well, there you go.
And Mr. Michael Darby, professional bush poet, and the Australian Air League band will be up here very soon. But right now is Jason Nevins. How do you pronounce it? Jason Nevins here on Swire FM 99.9, broadcasting live from Blacktown Showground, Richmond Road, Blacktown. Pop on down, free snag and Urban Theory playing live later on Swire.
These feelings I have,
what are you doing today? Well, pop on down to Blacktown Showground, Richmond Road, Blacktown, for the opening for Sydney's newest radio station. There's a free barbie and great live entertainment. Soir FM 99.9.
I swear, by the moon and the stars in the skies, and I swear, like the shadow that's by your side. The questions in your eyes, I know what's weighing on your mind. You can be sure I know my part, 'cause I stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry the
dreams with these two hands. We'll hang some memories on the walls, and when just the two of us are there, you won't have to ask if I still care, 'cause as the
G'day, this is Mackie D. We're from 2 Up, and you're listening to Soir FM
99.9
on your FM dial.
Keep representing.
Yeah, Mackie, where you at? Where you at? Mackie, where you at, man? Where you at, Mackie? Where you at?
Oh, bro, I'm just chilling west side, mate. Just chilling west side.
Oh, yeah, what? Food court or what? You at the food court or what, mate?
Yeah, nah, mate. The car park.
At the food court?
Car
Yeah. So, what? Do you want to hook up later, mate? You want to hook up?
Oh, yeah, mate. Yeah, I'm just with my partner. Cool. Maybe I'll have to shake her and then, yeah. we'll hook up.
Yeah, KFC, all right. Yep, it's on.
Yeah, KFC. If not KFC, I'm a time zone, baby. Time zone.
Catch ya.
See ya.
Could someone tell me what's up with these try-hard homies? The cap's back to front, but I think they're phonies. They're hanging with the crew, decked out in Fubu. The latest Nike sneaker is their choice of shoe. The triple extra large pants so big they're sagging. With the pimp limp, their leg they be dragging. In the hood, you know you're not a real G unless you spell fat, P-H-A-T. The local shopping centre is the place you hang. Chillin' with your bitch and the rest of the gang. Comparing knives, shooting dice and working on your plan to become an Aussie version of the Wu-Tang Clan. Alright, that's enough, you gotta stop it please. This ain't New York City or Los Angeles, cause there's no LBC in the LDB. No Snoop Doggy Dogg or Warren
you
G.
You have gotta be kidding, or joking, or just smoking. Your tracksuit's bright green, you're looking like a fashion fiend to some, but others seem to like it a ton.
Hog, I think they got the same one on.
Hang on, hang on, I think I know what's going on. You feel more hardcore when you're dressed as one. The Aussie colour gangs at the shops you hang, coming back every day like a boomerang. Doing criminal things as your Nokia rings. Mummy's calling you home, you got a family.